Jacob's Trouble, The Holocausting of the Caucasian Israelites, Rick Severson. A very good book of where the Caucasian Israelites comes from. It is in the very name of our race, Caucasian, to where the Assyrians brought our forefathers into captivity in 740 BC, as punishment for the sins repeating today. The Origin of the North European Race. Highly recommended book linked below intro. There is an immense hate of the Israelites through history, what we shall document the result of in this article. The explorer Thor Heyerdahl in his last book, Jaktan Par Odin, The Search for Odin, 2001, before he died, was explaining this connections between Norwegian customs and artifacts found in the Caucasus. He said Norwegians' origins are in a Serbian Caucasus. Also Fridtjof Nansen did the same evaluations and reached the same conclusion in his book Dienum Caucasus til Volga. Lots of books until 70 years ago exists on the subject, before they won the Second World War over us, but are placed in the big memory hole by the Babylonian type of rulers, naturally, as they do not want you to know the truth. They shall not return to the land of Egypt, but Assyria shall be the king, because they have refused to return to me. Hosea 11, 5. He will make a highway for the remnant of his people, the remnant coming from Assyria, just as he did for Israel long ago when they returned from Egypt. Isaiah 11, 16. And let's then look at the highway out of Assyria as promised. Raymond F. McNair, Key to Northwest European Origins, 1963. The book deals with the original races, the Shem race, the Japheth race and Ham's race and the hybrids thereafter. Even if there should be any survivors of the flood from Cain's lineage, anyway the book deals with tracing the Semitic race to Northwest Europe. Shem's lineage started after Noah, not after Adam. Ad Eber equals the Hebrews greater than Israelites greater than David greater than Jesus. To destroy a people you must first sever the roots. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Israelites is a people, several tribes actually, not a nation in the Middle East. They live in European nations, USA, New Zealand, Canada, South Africa and Australia. And in the end times predicted in the Bible the Israelites is going to have what Jeremiah calls Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 30:7. In the times GD will bring both Judah and Israel back to the land that he had promised the forefathers, showing there is hope for Jacob's descendants in the distress, in Jesus Christ as prophesied in Matthew 24:6-8, Jeremiah 30:10-11, GD is with his people in the trials and tribulations. They must only learn to trust in it. There is a mission for the pulpit to liberate the church from what the New Testament scriptures call, the fear of the Jews. The pulpit has also the mission of liberating the church from the era that Judah and Israel are synonymous. The reading of the scriptures which confuse the tribe of Judah with Israel, and which interpret every mention of Israel as signifying the Jews, is at the root of more than one half of the confusion and division traceable in Christian doctrinal statements. The Jews are not the chosen people, though practically the entire church has succumbed to the propaganda which declares them to be so. Henry Ford Sr., founder of Ford Motor Company, 1922. Root cause analysis of Jacob's trouble. So from where is Jacob's trouble coming? We must analyze this based on real historic evidence. The history of the three world wars of Jacob's trouble, the 6 million is only the Vorspiel. The number is closer to 200 million until now. Freemason and Kabbalist Luciferian Albert Pike in his letter to Mazzini in 1871 promised three world wars, the two first progressed as planned, one to go, and that one is to be the worst of them all according to John's revelations. We can't possibly know who is to be holocausted in Jacob's trouble unless we know who the Israelites really are. Cain's mark. Who is the Israelites and who is the Satanists pretending to be Israelites and from Judah? Rev. 2.9 and 3.9. One sign is that Israelites have strong affinity for living close to the sea. All the races which have commanded the sea, the Portuguese, Spaniards, Dutch, Norwegians and British, have long heads with prominent occiputs. It is remarkable that even at the present day the German Navy recruits its crews from the western shores where a long-headed element still manages to survive. Ibid. p. 720. Ripley says that the ancient peoples who commanded the seas, Phoenicians, Greeks, and others were also of the long-headed type, races of Europe, p. 38. According to secular history, some of these adventurous, seafaring Danites left Egypt even before the exodus of the people of Israel, and migrated to Greece. They settled in the extreme southern part of Greece, and were later known as the Lacedaemon or Spartan Greeks. They were also known as Dorians, a people from Dor. There can be no doubt that the people who were called by such names as Dan, Danai, and Danans were all the same people. The histories of Ireland are replete with references to people of the tribe of Dan, Tuatha de Danann, who had early come to Ireland from Greece. Dor was a prominent city in the tribe of Manasseh on the Mediterranean coast, Hulbert, A Bible Atlas, p. 45. It was from this city that many Israelites left the promised. It was from this city that many Israelites left the promised land in order to settle in the southern part of Greece as Dorians. Thor hunts for Odin. Notice a Reuters news agency report from November. 32001, the Viking god Odin may have been a real king who lived in what is now southern Russia 2000 years ago, Norwegian explorer Thor Heyerdahl said in a controversial new book on Thursday. In The Hunt for Odin, Heyerdahl says his archaeological digs by the Sea of Azov in Russia backed evidence in 13th century sagas written by Snorre Sturlason that Odin was more than a myth. Heyerdahl, who won worldwide acclaim with his 1947 voyage across the Pacific on the Kon-Tiki balsa raft, said Odin was a king who lived around Azov before being driven out by the Romans and taking his followers to Sweden. Ancient metal belt holders, rings and armbands dating from 100-200 AD found in excavations around the mouth of the Don River were almost identical to Viking equivalents found in Gotland, Sweden, some 800 years later, he said. Snorre didn't sit down and dream this all up, Heyerdahl told a news conference to launch his latest book with co-author Pernille Strom. In ancient times, people treated gods and kings as one and the same thing. Snorre's stories about Odin, viewed as the king of the gods in Norse mythology, portrayed him as fighting battles. By contrast, Snorre treated Thor, the god of thunder, as a mythical hammer-wielding figure riding through the air. And he said that many of the place names in Snorre's sagas matched the ancient Greek names for places around the Sea of Azov, such as Tanis. The rest of the marks of the Israelites as per the Bible is collected here in order to identify them. Evidence of real Israel in Bible prophecy and end times Holocaust. Today it is evident that the adversary does not want the gathering of Israel, for he knows that once this happens, his kingdom will be over. How does the adversary think he will be able to achieve his goal? It is very simple. Mix up the races so that the seed of Israel is so diluted that they will be literally wiped out. Opening parenthesis dot closing parenthesis. Cephalic index. Cephalic index is the shape of the human head, by which we mean the general proportions of length, breadth, and height, irrespective of the bumps of the phrenologist, is one of the best available tests of race known, the races of Europe, chap. 3p. 37. Israelites equals long-headed. Khazar Jews equals short-headed. One interesting fact this writer mentions is that the long-headed people have any affinity to the sea which the brachycephalics don't possess. The writer quotes again from Professor... Ripley p. 89 of the above. Yet there can be no doubt that certain aptitudes do belong to certain races and breed true from generation to generation. The flat occiput has never shown any aptitude for the sea. All the races which have commanded the sea, the Portuguese, Spaniards, Dutch, Norwegians and British, have long heads with prominent occiputs. It is remarkable that even at the present day the German Navy recruits its crews from the western shores where a long-headed element still manages to survive, Ibid p. 720. And so I would suggest that the cephalic index does support your position that the Israelites did sojourn in Germany for some time, but have now largely moved on. There remains a small minority of Israelites amongst the Germans, but apart from the northwestern coastal area, they are not a significant minority. The writer postulates that the Sassi, Saxons did sojourn for some time in Germany, but then largely moved to Western Europe, the British Isles and to Scandinavia. The Sassi were classified as dolichocephalic, long-headed, and archaeological studies reveal that they were present in Germany for some time, but were replaced by brachycephalic, broad-headed, and mesocephalic, round-headed tribes who also moved into Germany after the Sassi migrations. He also finds that there are still some long-headed, Sassi, Germans living in Germany, though they are limited to the northwest corner of Germany. As one moves from northwest Germany heading south and east, the incidence of dolichocephalic-shaped heads significantly decreases to a small minority, and the incidence of the broad-headed individuals predominates. We shall soon see from the Bible and also from secular history that the original Hebrews, by which Dr. Kafar meant the Israelites, were primarily an Aryan and Nordic-type people after all. The Israelites were predominantly Nordics. Now let us go to history and also to the scriptures to prove what the pre-captivity people of the 12 tribes of Israel were really like. Professor Sais makes the following significant comment, the names of the Jewish towns captured by the Egyptian king Soshenq, recorded on the walls of the Temple of Karnak, are each surmounted with the head and shoulders of a prisoner. Casts have been made of the heads by Sir Flinders Petrie, and the racial type represented by them turns out to be Amorite and not Jewish. Sais, Races of the Old Testament, pp. 115,116. Who are the Jew? The identity theft, the descendants of Cain, Cainites, Carnites, is the Jews of today, not of Judah, as the Holocausted Germans were, with the big nose and their intellect and their big in power, worldly powers, not the size of the bodies. The Jews stated to Jesus himself they have never been kept captive and slaves under any evil ruler as in Egypt, so they are not of the Israelites, nor from Judah or Benjamin. So who are they? They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? John 8:33. So who are these Jews, as we shall see, have the best interests served by holocausting the Israelites? When God set the mark upon Cain, he actually further increased his physique and his intellect. I agree that Cain's mark is the intellect. They really have needed the strong intellect to put this biggest hoax and identity theft fraud of all times into play on the world scene. But they are not exactly big other than inwardly carnal powers. What is big on them is the nose, though. That is another of the mark of Cain. GD hid it in the open, in the middle of the face. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth, Genesis 4:12, as the Lord God had said to Cain, and so was he. As he was being hunted, Cain constantly had to run from one place to another to hide himself from his pursuers. That is the Jews, the Cainites. There is no other people on the face of the world this fits for during historic times. The purpose of the previous edition of this newsletter on Esau, Edom was to prove as best as we can that the people we call Jews today are not from the blood of the patriarch Judah but are the false Jews mentioned in the Bible. We have endeavored to show that the lineage of these false Jews did not come through the descendants of Jacob but mostly through the descendants of his brother Esau. Killed. The Jews' holocausting of the Israelites through the ages. Jacob's trouble, ladies and gentlemen. The Great Tribulation is also called the time of Jacob's trouble, but God will rescue him from his sore travail, and finally the people of Israel will again be gathered unto their own lands to have another chance to serve and obey the God, thereby setting an example before all of the Gentile nations. The Armenian Genocide. Jewish Young Turks. 1915 through 1923. In 679 BC the Israelites of the Gemira, as they were called, fled to the area around the Black Sea. The Greeks gave the same account but called the Cimmerians. The Assyrian Empire began to weaken. This gave the Israelites a prime opportunity to flee the land of the Medes. The Israelites moved to the area around the Caucasus Mountains. They fought the Urartu dot and drove them out and settled the area of Phrygia and Urartu. This is modern-day Armenia. Source. Why won't Israel acknowledge the Armenian genocide? Because the Donmokrito Jewish leadership of Turkey was responsible. Jews plotted the Armenian Holocaust. Jews, Zionists behind Armenian genocide Holocaust. Christopher John Bjørns Har Skrevet Boken. The Jewish Genocide of Armenian Christians. Hayekik, Last Ned. It is the same Doma crypto Jewish Turkish President Erdogan is a member of today. Modern Turkey, a secret Zionist state controlled by the Donma. Sending their ISIS, Israel Secret Intelligence Service, our way. The Rus, Russia, Genocide. Jewish Bolsheviks, Lenin, Blank, Trotsky, Bronstein, A.A.L. 66 million dead. Here is the Holy Cows, same people occupying Israel today, running there from mostly Russia. Bolshevik Jews killed 100 million mainly white Christians. When the Bolshevik Jews was finished killing there, they went to Israel. The word Rus means Swedish or Scandinavian. Ref. King Yaroslav with his Ruskaya Pravda, Rus truth law of Norse model. Tragic holocausting considering that Rus peoples and Vandals Varangians was our peoples. Most of our people were taken out by the trio Lenin, Blank, Trotsky, Bronstein, and Stalin M.FLG. Rus were Norsemen who had relocated from overseas, first to northeastern Europe, creating an early polity that finally came under the leadership of Rurik. In 2006, in an surprising article in eNet News, a widely read Jewish publication, columnist Seva Plocker, a Jew, wrote a revealing article entitled, Stalin's Jews, in which he explained the purging death and destruction meted out. We must not forget, wrote Plocker, that some of the greatest murderers of modern times were Jewish. Tex Mars. 66 million of our Christian brother and sister in Russia alone killed and industrial exterminated, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the cost of the Jewish Bolshevik regime from Lenin, Blank, to Stalin in the number of lives. The Ukraine genocide Holodomor. Rare footage of the HOLODOMOR. The man-made famine genocide in Ukraine 1932-1933. The Bolshevik Jews collecting the taxes. The Jews resent Ukrainian laws to criminalize denial of the Jewish genocide of Ukrainians. The Jerusalem Post. The Simon Wiesenthal Center has criticized legislation proposed by a Ukrainian Jewish lawmaker to criminalize the denial of both the Holocaust and the Holodomor, claiming that it cheapens the memory of Nazi victims. The Holodomor refers to a massive famine brought about by the forced collectivization of farms that resulted in the deaths of millions of Ukrainians and is regarded in Ukraine as a genocide planned by Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. The proposed law, drafted by MP Oleksandr Feldman, the founder of the Ukrainian Jewish Committee, defines the Holodomor as the genocide of the Ukrainian people and the Holocaust as the genocide of the Jewish people. The legislation proposes that denial of either be grounds for fines or imprisonment. Repeat offenders or government officials would be punishable by a longer incarceration. Ephraim Zurov, chief Nazi hunter at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, blasted the bill, stating that it equated the Holodomor and the Holocaust, which he termed a gross distortion of the history of the Holocaust, typical of the efforts to equate other tragedies which are not the same as the Holocaust with the crimes of the Nazis. Feldman, according to Zurov, is doing a disservice to the memory of the Holocaust by linking it to a tragedy that is not equivalent. So they installed Jewish rulers in Ukraine recently to prevent the truth be known. The German genocide. Jewish Ashkenazis, Holocausting the Sephardics and Israelites in Germany. Remember Dresden, they killed all German Sephardic and Israelites and of Judah, German Lion of Judah and Simeon in the Second World War. All in order to take the power in Germany, as evident today, in this man as in Angela Merkel. They could not have killed all Germans from the tribe of Judah without Hitler, and he was retired to Argentina for his services where he died in 1971. The Ashkenazi socialist lapdog Hitler laid all the foundations for today's Jewish Martin Schulz and Angela Merkel. Jewish Martin Schulz. Zionists recruited Hitler in 1923 to create the Nazi Party. The World Zionist Organization, and that's how the Nazi Party was created. The goal was to get a population of Sabbateans into Palestine so that a homeland could be established. They were not looking for a homeland for the Jewish people. Why? This area was a crossroad of the world to create world domination from the center, and Jerusalem had a religious meaning for many people they could use to their advantage. Hitler's war machine was funded by Jewish bankers, Warburg and others, clandestine financing. The scheme was to get this hatred against the Jewish community to get the Jews to move to Palestine by the Zionists. They wanted a population in Palestine to get them to initiate the Balfour document made decades earlier. Opening parenthesis dot closing parenthesis. The Nordic genocide. Ashkenazi Jewish liberalists' multiculturalism by miscegenation, demographic soft killing of the race by their own admission by the lowest of the human emotions, the primal animalistic sexual impulses is stimulated as long as it is given permission that it is natural and good by the rulers. It is not. Naftali is identified with Norway, Gen. 49:21, although groups from Naftali were also to be found elsewhere. Norway was known as Thule. The word Thuls means speaker. Naftali will help bring about the union of Judah and Joseph. The Satanists in power must try to avoid this happens at all cost. So they divide and conquer. It is very simple, mix up the races so that the seed of Israel is so diluted that they will be literally wiped out by their own miscegenation influenced as normal by liberal socialists and Jews alike. The Greek traveler Pytheas from Massilia, Marseille, traveled along the coast of what is now known as Norway perhaps as far north as Bodø around 330 BC, and he called that land, Thule, which Norse scholars like Otto Groenvik understands as the land of the Thules, or the Thule land. Norway was known as Thule. P. Senstius, 1931, once suggested that Thule is a shortened form of Naftali. The above note says that not only Norway but also the people of Norway were called Thules and that this word means speaker. Naftali is known for his goodly words. Dot. South Africa genocide. Lithuanian Jewish Yoslovo, 70,000 dead Caucasians in SA since the Jewish Bolsheviks and the communist lapdog Mandela took power. Average of one farm murder every 130 hours for the past few years. The taking down of the British rule of the seas. Jews. They did it from 1694, incorporating the Bank of England and the East India Company, looting the world for themselves, not to be a light to the nations as the Bible require of the Judites and the Israelites. Rothschild family, the ex-owner of British East India Company. The taking down of Norway's hegemony at sea. Jews. Norway is Naphtali, and some part of Sweden and Germany. In the book of Isaiah, it shows that these nations, if they do not repent and turn to Almighty God, an invasion will happen, and invasion by the German-led European beast. German Ashkenazi-led EU, Roman system killed. Isaiah 9:1. This prophecy in type was fulfilled in the days of Isaiah, but then found its fulfillment in Christ, his first coming, but not its full fulfillment because the prophecy has to do with the second coming of Christ as the text clearly shows. The people of Zebulun and Naphtali, that walked in darkness, have seen a great light, they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Jesus, Matthew 4:11. Naphtali, a blessed seafaring tribe. Before the tribes of Israel entered Canaan to possess it, Moses blessed the tribe of Naphtali with the words of Naphtali. He said, Naphtali is satisfied with grace and full of the blessing of the Lord, the sea and the sea root is in his possession. Deuteronomy 33:23. Offshore Cuppet. Sunmore Sandens Tapog Jodmantulatetens Sire. Jodan Overton Norsk Offshore Fleet. Be watchful for the day. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. 36. So keep watch at all times, and pray that you may have the strength to escape all that is about to happen and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21:36-37. The Israelites and Judah. The Bible is a chronological history book of the Israelites, including the tribe of Judah and Benjamin. The Jews of today is brainwashing people to perceive themselves as from the tribe of Judah, but that cannot be further from the truth. While they claim we holocaust them, they actually is holocausting us. DNA shows there were only three original races, everything else is bastardized from them. Not all are from Adam and Eve, some is the Bible describing as creatures, at the sixth day creation. What race do you believe there is a war against a holocaust today? The sixth day creations are the Adamite man. We have seen that the very word of God is at stake on this very point. If these peoples of the dispersed 10 tribes have vanished from the earth, then God's word has been broken. Many prophecies speak of a future restoration of Israel when both the house of Israel and the house of Judah will once again become one nation, united in the promised land, Ezek 37:15-28. It is important for the present-day people of Israel to know their identity so that they can throw themselves upon God's mercy, in order that they may be protected from the terrible calamities soon to befall the Anglo-Saxon Celtic peoples who inhabit Northwest Europe and those countries settled by them, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand and the Republic of South Africa, Luke 21:36. Odin was for the Israelites out of Assyria, Caucasus, that Moses was for the Israelites leading them out of Egypt. Real Israelites can never live under tyrannical rulers, be it Herod, pharaohs, Nimrods or any other type. Israelites are genetically vaccinated against this. The Jews are not, they always keep the power positions for themselves in our times, and as Jesus advised, come out of her my people, that you will not share in her plagues, the Babylonian ruler system, in opposition to the Nordic servant system of the state. There is not one socialist, be it international socialist, communist, or nationalinal socialism, Nazism, that is Christian in the real meaning of the term. Christians have only one king, one der Fuhrer, that is Jesus Christ. The Messiah equals Jesus Christ equals the head, now read the meme. We Christian Israelites approve of no man of the Jewish socialistic Babylon system as rulers. They are all part of the satanic government system. They are breaking our nations and our Christian way of government and system down from the inside, in many ways. Zionist Jews happily brag about being at the center of the Muslim invasion of Europe. We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tensions. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause. Israel Cohen, A Racial Program for the 20th Century, 1912. The Babylonian Ashkenazi. The Babylonian system of rulers and ruled. Note Jesus never used a pulpit, at most he was on a stone so everybody should see him. Mostly they were sitting in a ring around him, he never put himself above his brothers, he was one of them. They have turned this upside down, as it is themselves that are the Gentiles. All Gentiles are totally satanic creatures in whom there is absolutely nothing good. Even a Gentile embryo is qualitatively different than a Jewish one. The very existence of the Gentile is non-essential, whereas the world was created by God solely for the sake of Jews. Mahatyana, fundamental book of the Chabad movement. Trump or Putin, two of the same kind Babylonian rulers, both Jewish, playing the good old good cop bad cop game, always controlling both sides in any conflict of war and mayhem. To make sure they are able to get killed a reasonable number of Caucasian Israelites on both sides of their upcoming third world war. In the first edition of Putin's book, First Person, an astonishingly frank self-portrait by Russia's president, it says his mother's maiden name was Shalomovich, which apparently is a Jewish name. Yet in the second edition, it conveniently changes to Shalomova. A cover-up. We white people are holocausted from inside. Vaccines, medicines, chemtrails, abortions. Abortion is a diabolical form of Baal, Molech, child sacrifice. It is barbaric, evil, satanic, perversities and miscegenation, multiculturalism, you name it. Poisoning the well. Other peoples like Arabs and Africans thinks the Jews have threatened them badly what they have done, but what have they done to us Europeans? The expression of the faces bears witness against them, and they display the sin like Sodom, they do not even conceal it. Woe to them, for they have brought evil on themselves. Isaiah 3:9. Also among the prophets of Jerusalem I have seen a horrible thing, the committing of adultery and walking in falsehood, and they strengthen the hands of evildoers, so that no one has turned back from his wickedness. All of them have become to me like Sodom, and her inhabitants like Gomorrah. Jeremiah 23:14. Government means govern the mind of the sheeple. Jesus Christ came to free his people from the brainwashing, to be mentally and psychologically free again. Satan and Satanists in the synagogue of Satan, Rev. 2.9 and 3.9, rule this world. Inferior complex is manifested as a will and deadly determination to rule, tyrannically, like Nimrod, and be masters. A course in psychology would serve many Jews well. The Chistian gospel is for the leaders of the communities to be servants, not rulers. Read the Bible, who is to be the real God's people in the end, after the trials and tribulations are finished, in order to bring them back to God, Hosea 11:5. Israelites and Judites unite. We see that many Jews actually wake up to the truth in our days. The Bible states that a remnant of the Israelites will survive, the Jews will not be able to kill us all, before GD take action, and Judah and the Israelites will join again and kick asses of fake Jews of Khazarian, Ashkenazi, Cain and Edom descent. Who is really anti-Semitic in this crazy world of lies and deceits by Satanists? Excellent article from Alex Zephyr in the Orthodox Jewish BreakingIsraelNews.com, where I ask him if he would consider one other explanation why Israelites and Judah is still not united. The race towards the Armageddon war is heating up between the political Satanist Zionists and the Israelites and Judah united. Who do you think will win? Slightly smiling face. Log, the Lost 10 Tribes of Israel. Johansson counter the anti-Semitism claims. Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of the Israelites and the one who won over Satan and the Satanists in the Synagogue of Satan, Rev. 2.9 and 3.9 2,000 years ago. He still is the exorcist of the demonic presence in them, James 4:7, Ephesians 6:13. The purpose of all the distress of the Israelites is in Revelation 6-12 to bring the Israelites back to GD. Ex-Satanist radically saved and baptized. www.1.cbn.com/seednews/as/2017/march/x-satanist-radically-saved-and-baptized. Today all Christians need to pray, in Jesus Christ's name, the only man and spiritual entity and living etheric presence also today, who have ever conquered them, dear GD, let my people go from the evil deeds of the Jews, the today's pharaohs and Babylonian Nimrods, of Egypt and Sodom, Revelation 11:8. Kelly family, let my people go. Relevant reading. De Glemt Holocaust, The Forgotten Holocausts. Afsloringen AAF Misteriot om din Schult ARV Dansk. Facebook Commentera. Commentera. There are no more articles to read. Jacob's Trouble, The Holocaust.